What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, as we take a look at the trade going into this week, what should be the consideration for our growers?
Well, there's a couple of things. Everyone gets excited every time they see a Friday afternoon tweet, but you and I both had the privilege of seeing Sonny Perdue speak at the Commodity Classic. It's exciting. It was a pep rally, Don. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, well, regardless of who you're rooting for, it was a pep rally for the American farmer, yet nothing's changed. So there were people in that room who are going to file bankruptcy, and they liked what he said, but that doesn't mean the current environment in agriculture is any better. So starting to get down to the wire where the farmer's holding old crop. They're getting ready to, North Dakota farmers saying, what can I lose the least on planting, corn, wheat, or beans? All this sell at a profit talk is feel-good talk. And we have a farmer out there who's holding old crop, who's getting ready to plant new crop, who needs to make an actionable decision. There's a lot of opportunity out there, and it's all about catching carries and moving forward, and the best opportunities might come in your local cash market the next few weeks.
Are you finding growers are narrowing down in their planting or their acreage decisions for this year?
Interesting question. There's an incredible amount of acres that are still up for grabs in the upper tier states, the plain states. I'd say Indiana and Illinois are going to stick to what they're going to stick to, and they'll be okay with that. Ultimately, as we know, Mother Nature is going to trump all.
What else should be top of mind, Tommy?
The American stock market's almost at record highs. The president's starting to beat himself on the chest as if he made the stock market go up. I wish he'd beat himself on the chest and say, look at grain market at record highs. So we obviously have until further notice. I don't see how we get out of this low price rut, especially if the American farmer keeps growing big bushels.
What's hot, what's not in the markets? Our thanks to Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Marketing, Portland, North Dakota.